11:16 SEN, Sunday Sports Central with Kevin Hillier. For Tyre Power's footy finals catalogue, visit tyrepower.com.au.
12-6 here at 11:16 SEN, 20 all in that game between St George Illawarra and the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs. And they've got about 8 minutes to go. So interesting end to that one. See if that one goes down to a golden point. Let's turn our attention, though, to the World Game. And joining us from the Fortiago is Carlos Alberto Diego. You can hear with Francis Leach during the week. Hello, Carlos.
How are you there, Kev?
I'm going well. Gee, Tuesday's going to be a big, 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 big day for the Socceroos.
Yeah, if we thought we were going to be, we were pretty nervous and anxious last week because it was such a big game and we thought we'd stand up a bit better than what we did. And of course, now it's come down to this last game against Thailand on Tuesday. It's all about goal difference, we believe, given that Saudi Arabia at home, they lost against UAE last week. So people are tipping them to probably, you know, beat Japan, given that they've got nothing to play for. Japan's already qualified. And Australia have got Thailand at home. And an Australian side, that you know, people are expecting to score 5 or 6 past Thailand, but no one's done it through the whole campaign, and we've not scored a lot of goals ourselves, so it's not going to be easy.
Can we do it, or do we have to change anything much from the other night? Oh, we clearly have to change a bit. What do we do? What do you reckon?
Oh well, look, the equation is that Saudi Arabia are 2 goals better off by goal difference to us. We're at the same points as them. If they lose and we win, well, it's no problem. Yeah, we're straight through, direct entry. If we both win. Of course, if we lose and they win, we're out. We've got to, when I say out, we don't go directly to a World Cup. We've got to go through a couple of playoff games with the third place team of the other group in the Asian Confederation. If we win that, we've got to go and play Central American team there and get through. So it's 4 extra games for us to get through, and probably against better sides than what we'd be playing in our group. So it's going to be tougher. But if we both win and we win by a goal each, for example, Saudi Arabia goes through directly because they've got a 2-goal better goal difference than us. So we need for Saudi Arabia, if they win, not to win by much, and Australia to score 4 or 5 to really make sure that our goal difference is better than Saudi Arabia.
So obviously, number one priority is to win, but then you've got to score enough goals. So do we change the configuration of the team around? No, Aaron Moy wasn't available the other day, but what changes would you make?
Look, you know, the fact is that Ange doesn't play defensively, he never has, and he's been criticised for it, and it's come down to this game. So our style of play at home, really trying to pin the opposition back in their own half and try and just dispossess them before they can break. I think that's the way Ange has always played, and ironically, that's the way we need to play this Tuesday night. So, it's personnel, it's attitude. Some of the decision-making on the ball on Thursday night and some of the marking at set pieces, for example, Japan's first goal, Brad Smith just asleep on that one. Oh. There's some question marks over Ange's selection of Brad Smith over someone like an Alex Gersbach who's been playing regularly in Norway, and he's probably a better thinking footballer than Brad Smith also. So, Ange, he's taking all the responsibility. It's all on him, but he has developed a team to win these sort of games with his style of play. So the style of play is fine. It's just the attitude and the proactiveness of our team to just go out and really pressurise the opposition and score as many goals as they can in that game.
Will Moy be available?
Well, I'm not quite sure about his illness. So apparently he was ill all night before the game, and that's why he was non-starter in Japan. So let's hope it's just the flu or something like that, where, the extra couple of days he's recovered. But that was a huge blow for us because he's just such a cog in that middle of the park, and he's so clever on the ball. He doesn't give away the ball too cheaply, and he's a great decision maker on the ball. He gives a lot of confidence to players around him. So when he left, suddenly when he wasn't selected, someone like Rogic, for example, who really depends on great service, he wasn't getting that service, and their midfield was a little bit disarray. So we really do need him on Tuesday. Let's hope that it was just some sort of a flu or something that he can get over.
Do you bring in a Jamie McLaren?
Well, Jamie McLaren's a type of striker. I mean, we didn't have Tommy Juric. He was the other one that we didn't have on Thursday night, and he's a great player, big target man, good in the box, does score goals, but he's great with his back to goal. So if we've got a lot of the ball, He does not only receive and turn and have a shot, but he also receives and brings other players into the game. Jamie McLaren's not that type of player. He likes a bit of space to run into over the top of the defence, and I don't think it's going to be that sort of game, Kev. I think it's going to be more Thailand really trying to defend on the edge of their area. Not much space to play in over the top. So I think Tommy Urich and Aaron Moy, if we can get those two in, that'll just change the whole complexion of how we approach it, I think.
Right. What would you leave Brad Smith out?
Well, you know, I just think with his performance on the weekend, on Thursday night, and he hasn't played. I mean, this is a problem. It's not his fault in many respects. He hasn't played much for his club in the last 12 months.
Yep.
And then he's just insisted to play him. And I understand why. You know, he's a marauding type of fullback that gets forward and really does put the opposition under pressure when we have a lot of possession. But when we don't have possession, he's not great at defending. And obviously, without the match fitness, you know, it was an interesting choice that Ange made to play him. To tell you the truth, you know, those wide players, the way Ange wants to play, have to be thinking footballers. They have to be really great at, you know, knowing when to get forward and how to defend by coming back too. And for me, a young kid like Alex Gersbach, who's, you know, only 20 years old, but he's just showing all the hallmarks of a 10-year Socceroo, I think he should be given the chance and let him settle there. I think he's just a better footballer in the situation we're in at the moment.
Tuesday night, 8 o'clock, Amy Park, the place to be. Get behind Australia. Let's hope the Socceroos can bring home the bacon and we get to go to the World Cup, Carlos.
Absolutely, mate.
Good on you, Carlos Alberto Diego. You'll hear him with Francis Leach during the week, part of the Four Diegos.